This is Gayatri Arvind bringing you the weekly news bulletin from YOSI. International news. Typhoon hits China as almost 1 million flee. Typhoon Chan Hom, with winds up to 1,100 miles per hour, hit the Chinese coast of Shanghai. Almost 1 million were evacuated, hundreds of flights have been cancelled, and ships have been sent back to their harbours. Muslims and Jews unite to rebuild black churches, which were burned down in the American South in Charleston, South Carolina, last month. The recovery efforts is partially being held by Jewish and Muslim authorities who understand the seriousness of attacks against them. Dozens of religious and non-profit institutions have raised money for this cause. National news. The Indian Space Research Organization's Polar Satellite Launch Vehicle, PSLV, launched 5 satellites weighing 1,440 kg in a sun-synchronous orbit. This is the heaviest commercial launch done by the PSLV since its inception. Prime Minister Narendra Modi proposes a 10-point initiative for closer cooperation among BRICS nations. Calling it Das Kadam, 10 Steps for the Future, he put forward new ideas and initiatives for the BRICS grouping formed by major emerging economies. City, aquaculture. Scientists of the Central Institute of Brackish Water Aquaculture, Chennai, have achieved success in breeding milkfish in captivity after 10 years of research. Milkfish, known as Pal Kendai in Tamil, is the best candidate for sustainable farming and it will hugely benefit farmers and fish eaters. A heritage walk was conducted in the Madras High Court campus on July 12 at 7:30 a.m. This walk is conducted on the second Sunday of every month. For more information, contact Senior Advocate N.L. Raja at 98410-13617. Sports. Tennis. Wimbledon. Serena Williams of USA bet Garbiñe Muguruza of Spain to win her 6th Wimbledon title, which takes her tally of Grand Slams to 21. Martina Hingis won her Wimbledon title after 17 years as the former world number 1, combined with Sania Mirza of India to win a thrilling doubles final against Ekaterina Makarova and Elena Vesnina of Russia. Martina Hingis and Leander Paes reached the mixed doubles finals after defeating top seeds Mike Brian and Bethany Mattek-Sands, USA, in their semifinals. The men's singles finals is between Roger Federer of Switzerland and Novak Djokovic of Serbia. Cricket. India win the first ODI against Zimbabwe by a narrow margin of 4 runs. Raidu scores a century which set up India's win. Weather. Chennai recorded a maximum of 40 degrees Celsius and a minimum of 26 degrees Celsius. The average temperature of the week was 33 degrees Celsius. The weather was humid with occasional downpours of rain. www.yosi.in. This is Gayatri signing off.